right, what is going on, everybody? Welcome back to another day of Saber Sims DFS Office Hours. Today is Thursday, October 3rd of 2024. And looking ahead here, we had golf tee off earlier this morning. We have a MLB showdown between the Mets and the Brewers. And then we have NFL showdown between the Bucks and the Falcons. So it should be a fun day of DFS. For those of you who are new here, welcome. My name is Andrew, one of the coaches over here at Saber Sim. This is a show where we go over how to use the SaberSim app, answer any and all DFS-related questions. Get your questions in one of three ways here. First off, send us an email, support@sabersim.com. Second, post it live in the YouTube chat. Third way, post it in the Office Hours channel in our Discord server. If you're not in our Discord and want to get access to that channel, there is a link in the description of this video. You also get access to our similar channels, individual support channels, and you get access to the rest of the SaberSim teams. Can't say enough good things about the Discord. But with that said, we do the show Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. Eastern. We do the show on Saturdays at 12:30 p.m. Eastern. So tune in and get your questions answered. But with that said, we're going to start with questions that came in the Discord as always, and then we will jump over to the live YouTube chat. So got a couple questions here, getting those in the queue now, and then we will get SaberSim pulled up here. And we will get rocking and rolling. Another reminder, we do have our build review show going live at 5 p.m. Eastern. Have a few people signed up already today, so it should be a good one there. But in the meantime, first question of the day. While watching The Art of Showdown by Jordan, which is great per usual, question is, when using the geo mean calculation and you have different type of contests, which geo mean shall be the one to calculate, and will that make any discrepancies on the ROI for the rest of the contests that have been sim? Thanks. Okay, so this is a good question. Basically, what the question is saying is like, hey, if I am playing, you know, five different contests and the geo mean varies between all of them, how do I handle that situation? So there's two ways to do it. Number one is you allow the geo mean for your highest, for your biggest contest, like most entries, to be the one that is like your proxy geo mean, your preferred geo mean for all of your contests. And it has like a trickle down effect. So that would be one way. That's probably the easiest way to handle it. The other way would be to use direct fill and go contest by contest, right? So if you're going to use direct fill, right, and you're going to come into the saved and you're going to, you know, fill one contest at a time, you could do a different geo mean formula for every contest and update your filter every single time you fill your lineups. That's one way to do it, right? That's probably, I would have to say that is best practice. It is going to take more time, right? So if you're like an autofill person, you want to do it quick, and if you want to use this option, then I would do the other option of using the biggest contest as your geo mean filter and just letting the lineups fall where they will. And you might be filtering out more lineups than you would if you did individual, but at least you know that the lineups are even more likely to be unique for those smaller contests as opposed to the big one. So one of those two ways, you got to figure out what works best for you. All right, next question. Yes, can versus 150K plus, are we limiting too much if we say we set the geo mean no greater than 23? Or should we just be clipping the tops with a cap of, say, 29? Yeah, I mean, so both these questions kind of along the same lines here, and my answer is going to be the same to both. If you have the time, do it individually. If you don't have the time, if you want this to be quick, fast, you know, cut some corners, do just the one big contest. You're basically filtering out lineups that could potentially be viable for the smaller contests by doing it the one filter way. So that's the big trade-off. It's like a time trade-off for losing more lineups than you would if you were to do it individually. And you don't know if you would play those lineups or not, but now they are just not an option in your pool to start with. All right, next question. I know Jordan has suggested a leverage of 30 on classic slates. Is that still a good number to shoot for in showdown, or should we go higher slash lower? Gotcha. I'm not 100% sure, you know, what the like stock advice is here that Jordan gives out. But the way I like to look at it is I prefer to try and be no more than 2 to 3x a player's exposure. So I'm sorry, player's exposure compared to their lever to their ownership, right? So when I'm doing this, what I'm doing is I'm coming in here, I'm sorting by exposure. You could sort by leverage, right? Let me drop the number of lineups. This is like from an earlier example. So say I need, you know, 150 lineups, right? And I have this pool of 2,000 here. So what I'm mostly looking at is, like, let's see if I can find a good example. So I don't see a great one. So let's do this. We'll just create an example, right? So let's say that we have somebody like the Bucks D, right? And let's say that by default, SaberSim has given us like 30% minimum exposure to the Bucks D, right? And when I set the 30, we get to 30. So I might look at this and say, you know, I'm looking at it from two angles. Number one, I'm looking at ownership, basically times 2 to 3x. So 8 times 2 is 16. 8 times 3 is 24. And our exposure is 30%, right? So here, it looks a little high. Then I'll do a second check. And I'll do, okay, well, what about the pool exposure, which is like the quote-unquote like optimal? Well, then in that case, I'm doing 11 times 2 is 22. 11 times 3 is 33. And it falls within that band. Right? It's 30%. It would be under 33%. So I would actually be okay with 30, but that's the way I judge it, right? I'm like, hey, 2 to 3x a player's ownership for my exposure number or their pool percentage was like their optimal rate. I'm pretty comfortable with that. So that's the general advice that I'll give. If this number was greater, you know, if this was like 50%, right? I would probably go in and either one, try and lower them with min uniques or naturally, or two, just set a max exposure and be comfortable bringing that down. So if you're looking for like some general guidelines, that's my point of view, right? If Jordan says something, that's cool too, right? So it's just like in my eyes, you know, if I have like 40% ownership for Godwin, right? I'm pretty okay having like 100%, but that's like a personal risk tolerance thing. So that's just the way it goes. Samuel said, I feel like mathematically speaking, master numbers shall be a thing. No, I don't know exactly what a master number is. If you want to let me know, it's a term I'm not 100% familiar with. But again, you know, this comes down to your risk tolerance. This comes down to what makes sense to you. You know, I'm like, okay, I'll have 2 to 3x a player, you know, give me 100% Baker because he's 55% owned. Some people might say, I never want to play somebody in 100% of my lineups because football is a contact sport and guys get hurt all the time. Like, hey, you know, that's okay. You can lower the number, but general guidelines, those are mine. You've heard Jordan's, you know, gives you a couple ideas. You can find something in the middle. You can go with one side or the other and figure out what works for you. All right, so with that said, let's talk a little bit geomine, right? So I have this build where I ran lineups for tonight's slate already, and let's say I want to do some type of geomine filter, right? So if you're on like Ultimate or Pro or something like that, you should have access to custom metrics. So you go into your sorting metric dropdown, you go down to add metric, and you write one that looks like this where it says my own product geomine value, right? And then I've just renamed it to say geomean so I can identify it in the summary stats underneath the lineup. And I don't know what this my metric one is. Let's get rid of that. That go away. Yep. Okay. So now that I have the custom metric, I can basically come in here and filter by it, right? So if I go to add new filter, it's going to be an option in my dropdown. Great. Well, what do I need to set this number to? So then we go to our contest tab. We pick a contest that we're playing. Say we're playing the $3.20 max, 158,000 entries, right? So then what I would do, this part is a little subjective, you know, as far as what number you want to shoot for, as far as your geo mean. The way I do this, and I don't know if this is right, you know, I'll look at what the percent to, I'll look at what the first place prize is. So 10% to first, 400K, that's like 40K to first. For me, it's like, what am I okay winning, right? And if I just take, you know, a percentage of that, you know, am I okay with that, right? So I don't know, $60 entry, maybe I'm okay with like 1K to first, right? And so that would be like 40 dupes, right? You take 40,000, you divide it by 40, $1,000 to first, right? You know, that's just, so far, 40 divided by 158,000 in parentheses to the power of 1 divided by the number of players in the lineup, which is 6. And that gives me 25.2 approximately. You got to round the decimal. So then I go back to my build. And I say, okay, show me lineups with geo mean less than 25.2. And then that trashes about 25% of my lineups. I'd be pretty okay with this. So this is what I'd like, you know, to do here, right? Now let's say that this trash comes in lower or something like that. Well, great. You could go redo the math, and maybe instead of using 40, maybe you use 30, right? Maybe you use 20 until you trash a certain number of lineups. I like to trash about 10 to 20% of my lineups. I think 25% is okay here. Now let's say that this trashed 75% of my lineups. I would probably go back and lower the number, like, okay, you know, although I want 40 or less, you know, let's try 50, let's try 60 until we're not trashing so many lineups, right? So that's like another consideration to make, but this is the way I would be doing that. All right, Samuel said 11 is a Maastricht number. Just found an article about it. So I'm not 100% familiar with this. If you want to share the article in Discord, I'll check it out and give my thoughts on it. Maybe run it by some of the smart people over at over on the team here. But I'm assuming this is referring to the pool percentage that I was noting here. All right, question from Deshaun. How spread out do you like to be with your QB exposure on an NFL main slate? Would it be a good idea to set a max QB exposure cap to maybe like 10 to 15%? And then there's another question. I'm gonna start with this one. So truth be told, I don't actually look at this. I'm like an autofill person. So I'm pretty okay with any exposure. But again, this goes back to the leverage conversation, right? You know, do you want to set a 15% exposure cap? Well, what if Josh Allen is 25% owned? Then you are automatically saying that you are going to be under the field on Josh Allen, right? But some weeks, no quarterback will be 25% owned. Some weeks they will be. So like, this is a little bit slate context specific. I think if being spread out at quarterback makes sense to you, and that is an idea you're floating, it's probably the right strategy for you. Or it probably makes, you know, the one thing you always want is you want to be comfortable with the lineups you submit, regardless of the outcome. If you submit lineups, something bad happens, you're kicking yourself, you're down, I knew I shouldn't have done that. Chances are you're right. Like, chances are you probably shouldn't have done that, right? You know, you should have done something to lower that risk initially, to the point where you're like, you know, it's okay. I still have, you know, this or that or that or this, right? Or like, you don't care as much, right? Like, oh, you know, guy got my highest exposed guy got hurt. Oh, well, on to next week. Like, part of that is bankroll management. Part of that is how much you're wagering, you know, exposure decisions, leverage decisions. So, you know, we're talking about something like a little bit broader here, but I think it's okay to, I think it is a fine strategy. Like you could be a winning player and be spread out at quarterback. You could be a winning player and be concentrated at quarterback. You know, there's more than one path to victory, and there's no right answers sometimes. Or there's not only one right answer. I'll say that. All right. Another question. Are you okay with just not using tight ends in the flex for NFL main slates? I think it's okay to do this, right? I think it's, you know, kind of along the same line here. Like you could probably be a winning player and exclude tight ends from your flex. We were on the Builder Review show yesterday. We didn't have anybody signed up. So we went and studied players who were maxing out the 555 and entering, you know, $83,000 in entry fees. And we were studying what they're doing, right? You could do something similar here. Like, hey, I want to go and study the players that are maxing out one of the biggest contests in the lobby and see, are they okay with the tight end and the flex, right? Like I remember studying Whistles Go Woo last year, and he was allowing tight ends in the flex. And you know, he's obviously like a top player, right? Or has been a top player. And, you know, if he's cool with it, you know, it's probably a fine strategy. There might be other pros who aren't doing that. And that doesn't mean they're wrong either, right? So all of these things, you know, I think getting opinions like this, when you have an opinion like this, like, you know, is 10 to 15% exposure like good? You know, should I use tight ends in the flex? I actually think going and looking at what the top players are doing is probably the best way to get a solid answer and see, like, you know, is this a viable strategy? Because those are going to be the players with the, you know, some of the most winningest players in DFS. And those are people that you want to, you know, listen to, right? We're talking about like the model, mimic, and master approach, you know, and applying that to DFS. So I think that's right along this same line here. All right. So we are caught up with questions here in the YouTube chat and our first sweep through Discord. So let's circle back to the Office Hours channel. And doesn't look like we have any more questions here. We've already done a little bit of a build demo here. So reminder, we do have our build review show going live in about 40 minutes here. Already have plenty of people signed up today. So it should be a fun one ahead of Thursday Night Football tonight. So appreciate everybody tuning in. I will see you all soon. Until then, take care. Good luck. Thanks. Bye.